Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we give you praise. Indeed, you are the reason. You are the reason. We honor you. We worship you. We thank you. We adore you. Take all the glory. In the name of Jesus, you may be seated. I'm asking God where to come from today. And I concluded that he would like me to still stress. As a matter of fact, for many days to come, I'll still be talking on this. It's just the way it happens until it gives me something else. It's part of what we've been talking about, but another dimension of it. Any man standing before you, sharing the word. Wow. Two angles. He says, I'll dish now the letters. If all that he's dealing, is all that he's doing is how I won't be disgraced, how I can give them the original, how I can give them the revelation, it's him. Letter. Kill it. But we'll have good time too. But of course, of no life. But if it's spirit and life, ha. Supernatural manifestations. And that's why it's good to come from his angle. So Hebrews 11. But before then, he told me to share something with you, which is personal to me. Let me share that in 2 minutes. This God too much. It's about hearing him and saying what he says. That's why miracles. Psalm 92 verse 10. From verse 10. It says, but my horn, Tyro's horn. But my horn, God, you have exalted. Hallelujah. Like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh. Can you give me the amplified version? It's the same thing. He just told me, say it's the same thing. So you're not saying something else from what we wanted to say. I only wanted you to start from it. He just told me. I know where. He said, do you see the anointing? It's the fresh oil thing. He said, that's the Holy Ghost. He said, that's what you're about to say. I said, yes, sir. That's it. So it's right. He says, but my horn, can you see? My emblem of strength. My emblem of excessive strength and stately grace. Not the one I pose by myself, but the one he makes me pose. The springs he has put on my heels. My stately grace, you have exalted. Somebody's about to be exalted here today. Hey! Can you see? You see, that's why it's good to hear him. Because somebody needed to be lifted up. Somebody has to be lifted up where they are. Because there is a place that is up there for you. If you are not shouting, hallelujah. I can hear you. He says, my horn, my emblem of excessive strength, where you have been beaten over and over, the time has come. Hey! Hey! You will not only beat them small, they will submit to your authority. In the name of Jesus! My horn, emblem of excessive strength and my stately grace. Let me use our language. Your spiritual swagger is just about to begin. In the name of Jesus, if his spiritual swagger, souls will be saved, bodies will be healed, there will be deliverance on Mount Zion. The children of God will possess their possession. I say your spiritual swagger is just about to start. In the name of Jesus. You know, if you have swagger, you know it. The way you walk is different. So it comes with confidence, boldness. It comes with poise. In the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, The Bible says, and it is the truth, where the Holy Ghost is, liberty. What is liberty? Liberty is the confidence to walk into what is yours. Liberty is to be yourself. Is to begin to assume the you that God has made. Everything and anything and everything that has stopped you before, that has come to you, bows the name of Jesus. That's liberty. That's freedom. Liberty is when the sickness knows that no, my days are over in your body. In the name of Jesus. Anywhere the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there is a way the world looks at you. They think there is nothing else. It is finished. Yeah. There's only one is finished that is holding. The one Jesus said. Definition of every works of the devil. Any devil telling you it's finished, I'm saying better than you.
He's a liar, the father of lies. Doesn't know how to say anything but lies. So even that is a lie. The name of Jesus.
So nobody was born with a limit on their lives. If any man be in Christ, so don't tell me of your father's, of your great grandfather's curse, generational curse in it. Okay, fine. That was what they sold to you, and you are saying to your children, can't you see the damage you are doing? And yet you say you're a Christian. It was my great grandfather. He was an Ogboni man. And my grandfather. And that's what's affecting me. And that's why you are sent to your children. You are going from pillar to post. If any man be. Are you a Christian? Is what? Come on, talk to me. Oh, these are. Hey! And all things have become new. Someone shout new, 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 new. Someone shout new, 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 new. Come on, shout new. New, 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 new. Isn't that God? Morning by morning, his mercies are new. Come on, what are you talking about? The manner of yesterday is not good enough. New. Come on, new. I say new. New. My lap was shut up, but I say new. God is never afraid to start again. You know, he's never ashamed to start again. He always starts. New. Did he hear Paul? Say this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind. New. God has new. God will always beat his best in your life. So don't say, I've got the best, I'm not going anywhere. When you are dealing with God, you haven't seen anything yet. And that's why we have been seeing in the kingdom of God, that kingdom of God is ever enlarging. You can't measure it by the boundaries of yesterday. No, I feel the fire. Somebody is being released right now. I mean it. The hold of the devil is falling off somebody right now. In the name of Jesus. I feel it. I can design it. That's why I'm saying it. The bondages of many years have fallen off right now. I say right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. This God is too much, isn't it? And you see, he happens to be my God, not just my God, my Father. Receive yours in the name of Jesus. Don't wait until hands are laid on you. The Spirit of God is here. With man, this may be impossible, but not with God. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And to him that believes, all things are. I can hear you. All things are. I can hear you. My horn. Someone say, my horn. Hey, say it for yourself. We'll say, Tyro's horn. If you're ashamed of your name, call my name. Tyro's horn. Jesus has exalted like that of a wild ox. I am anointed with fresh, fresh, fresh.
like new. Does that sound like new? He had always been anointed all his life, but said, I'm anointed with what? Fresh. Woo. You may be seated.
He raised, exactly. Hallelujah. He reigns. He's alive forevermore. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. He says, but my horn you have exalted like a wild ox. Since my eyes also have seen my desire on my enemies. My ears hear my desire on the wicked. Who rise up against me? You see, my number one desire is that they will repent and, you know, and walk into the mercy of God. But where they refuse to repent, then God will force it. Did you hear me? They will not stop attacking me. God will force them to repent. And don't wait for God to force you to repent. It's not sweet. And it's not sweet. When God forces you to repent, it's because, and that will be love actually. Otherwise, you can leave you to just go. But no, force it so that you can come back. You don't need to be a tool in the hand of the devil. Be a tool in the hand of God. Be a blessing to your generation. Okay. Then, verse 12. Because he has exalted my horn of excessive strength and stately grace. He says, the righteous shall flourish. Does that sound like supernatural enlargement? Oh, mashallah, Baba. You are too quiet for me now. Any binding boundaries in your life, in the name of Jesus, I command it. I say, crumble in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in your body has no choice. It must crumble in the name of Jesus. Poverty, fear, failure, shame, disgrace, dishonor, barrenness, unfruitfulness. I say they are boundaries. I command them. I say now, give way in the name of Jesus. The scripture that says that we should sing, it says you break forth into singing. You know what? Break. Say, because you will break forth to the right. Forceful enlargement. Glory be to God in the highest. And you break forth to the left. And your descendants shall inhabit what? The nations and the Gentiles. Koburu. Now you can begin to understand why the wealth of the Gentiles are laid up for the righteous. Let them work hard. The only way it can be useful to them is to get converted and apply it in the kingdom business. Otherwise, they will hand them over very soon. Not by covetousness. It's as of a necessity. In the name of Jesus. Haven't you read that it's only the heritage of the righteous that lasts forever? And so you don't get fret yourself about the wealth and the well-being of the wicked. Like a green bay tree, they spread like there today and everybody's, hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then when they disappear, nobody even remember that they ever existed. But not so with the righteous. So why should I labor for what will not last? I'd rather be a Christian and labor in Christ. After all, in Christ is the end of everything for everybody. You want to be exactly how God wants you to be, how well he wants you to be in your life and eternity in Christ. You see what I mean? Now you can see why whatever followed you in here today, oh, she mistaken. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me finish that scripture. Okay, you see, so that's the scripture for today. So how does it relate to what you're going to share? I'll share you in a minute. He said, my head is anointed with what? Fresh oil. So what's the difference? What's the active ingredient in this scripture? Anointing. Did you hear me? Where is the God in that scripture that is causing all this supernatural manifestation and explosion? Anointing. Fresh oil. So whether you're saying anointing or the Holy Spirit or his presence, you're saying the same thing. And so how does it relate to what I'm going to share? Hebrews 11:11. You want to hear? Say, by faith, Sarah received what? Strength. To do what? Check that strength. Dunamis. Power. Holy Spirit. Achieving power. Accomplishing power. Enablement. Out of this world. And so I'm happy that you are beginning to realize that you are not as ordinary as the devil will have you understand or have you believe. As the world will have you believe. You are supernatural. You are a spirit being. You are a recreated spirit in whom the Holy Ghost has inhabited. And so you have a future. Not the one defined by man or by the devil. The one already crafted out by God in which you are going to walk. In the name of Jesus. Whether the devil likes it or not. Because it's not up to him. Can I be frank with you? Something has happened here. You know your state. It is horrible. As a matter of fact, it's difficult for you to believe. But certainly, right in this service, the light flicked on. The agony and the pains of the past that has held you down for only God knows how long. I'm talking to somebody here now. Only God knows how long. You are looking for it now. You can't feel it. You can't see it anymore. You are searching. You can't feel it. You are wondering where had it gone. Because God just told me that the change has started. In your life, in the name of Jesus. Now, whether it is physical pain or emotional pain, I don't know. But you know that the bounding walls are destroyed. And if anything, if you are loud, you want to run. You want to jump. You want to scream. I will give you the ability, the permission very soon. Because right now, all over the hall, it is happening. Believe me, it is happening. Hey, he's not only delivering, he's empowering. So I say, grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truth is that if he wants to make you shout, why don't you just shout? So where is that person again? Is this sickness in your body? Don't carry it back. Don't carry it away. Because with God, nothing is impossible. I mean, step into the eye. Say, I am head. I am not tail. I'm above only. I am never beneath. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, bet my horn. You have exalted like a wild ox. I have been anointed with fresh oil in the name of Jesus. We give him all glory.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.